VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is titled, Why Plastic Straws Suck. And this is a pretty funny title. It has a pun in it. So we say, why plastic straws suck. Suck here means why are they bad? But suck can also mean to suck up a drink from a straw. So it's a very punny title. And this video discusses plastic straws and talks about why they are hard to recycle, and then gets into plastic in general and how it's harming the environment and how we need to reduce our plastic use in general. So if you want to learn more about that, you can go ahead and watch that video after today's pronunciation challenge. But first, let's look at our sentences. Some critics have pointed out that straws only make up a fraction of our plastic waste. So why is everyone so worked up about them? So this sentence talks about how some people argue that straws aren't that important. They only make up a little bit of our total plastic waste. So why does everyone care about them so much? Okay, let's read those sentences one more time a little slower. Some critics have pointed out that straws only make up a fraction of our plastic waste. So why is everyone so worked up about them? All right, let's get into our vocabulary. Our first vocab word is critic. A critic is a person who finds fault or basically problems or who complains about something. And an example sentence would be, many people have complimented the community project, but some critics question whether it is sustainable. So in this example, the critics are questioning whether this project is sustainable, so whether it can last for a long time. So while other people might compliment a project, they might say it looks great, there might be some people who have deeper questions about it or who find these faults or problems with it. And these people would be called critics. And the word critic also has another meaning. It can mean a person who makes or gives kind of a judgment of the value or the beauty or the quality of something. For example, you might have heard of a movie critic. So that would be someone who judges movies. They might write about them or talk about them on TV or something like that. That would be a movie critic. Or you could have someone like an art critic, and an art critic would judge art. And when it comes to these type of critics, they are usually professionals, so their job is to judge these things. All right, our next word is related to critic, and it is criticize. So criticize is a verb, and it means to express disapproval of something or someone, basically to talk about the problems or the faults of someone or something. And an example sentence would be, customers criticized the company for its misleading advertisements. So in this example, customers are not happy about the company having misleading advertisements. So basically advertisements that are not completely true or kind of tricked these customers. So they criticized the company for these. The next word is related to critic and criticize, and it is criticism. So if you say something that criticizes someone, that thing that you said would be considered criticism. An example sentence would be, Greg didn't take my criticism very well. So here, Greg didn't like that I criticized him. He didn't like my criticism. All right, our next word is fraction. Fraction is a noun. And this word is often mentioned when we talk about math. And in math, it's a number that represents one or more equal parts of a whole or a group. So 1/2 or 2/3 or something like that. Those are all fractions. But in our sentence, it has a different meaning. It means a part or an amount of something. And specifically, it means a little part. So an example sentence would be, I bought this bag at a fraction of its original price. So this would mean that the price that I bought this bag at was very low. It was just a small amount, a small part of what the original price would have been. The next word is related to fraction and it is percentage. Percentage is a noun and it is also a part of a whole. And in this case, it's a part of a whole that's expressed in hundredths. So if you write a percentage, a number, you might write something like 90%, that would be a percentage. But it can also be used in general just to mean a part of a whole. So an example sentence would be, only a small percentage of students failed the test. So a small percentage here means a small amount of students compared to the full amount of students failed the test. And note here that when we use percentage like this, we usually add a word in front of percentage to explain how large or small that percentage is. So in our sentence, we say a small percentage of students. And this shows us that it's only a small amount of students. But when we use fraction, we don't have to add anything. So we can just say a fraction of something. And when we say that, we already know that we're saying a small amount of something. Our next vocab is worked up. Worked up is a phrase and it means very angry or excited or upset about something. And an example sentence would be, Teddy got all worked up when I told him we had to leave the park. Our next vocab is related to this and it is bent out of shape. So bent out of shape is another phrase that means very angry or upset. And an example sentence would be, there's no need to get bent out of shape over this. It's not a big deal. All right, and our last word is also related to these two phrases and it is tizzy. Tizzy is a temporary state of confusion or worry. And we often say someone got into a tizzy. And if we say that, we mean that they got very worried and confused. Basically, they are panicking for a short amount of time. And an example sentence would be, when I told Ella we were going to be late, she got into a tizzy. All right, that is it for our vocabulary. Let's read our sentences one more time. Some critics have pointed out that straws only make up a fraction of our plastic waste. So why is everyone so worked up about them? All right, that is it for today's pronunciation challenge. Today's question is, what are some ways we can reduce our plastic use? Please leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.